Господа собрал. Вот и вот для меня духовный собрал. Церковь Юрий, Маша, Алан, Эр, это Тасадья. Thank you for inviting me to say a couple words about my brother. I traveled with for 70 years. I mean, adventures of life. You know, it's amazing to have a friend that you live through together. And our families, the Crosswalls and the Galsons, we're still sharing a lot of adventures together. And I will start by saying that back in 1951, Boris boarded a ship called the General Han and sailed from the Philippines, where his family stayed for a couple of years after escaping communism in the former Soviet Union. He traveled to China. Eric, he told all about that. And Boris was born 10 years earlier, in 1941. And on that ship, it took him to America, the promised land, the land of freedom. When Boris arrived in San Francisco on a cold, foggy day in January, he was part of a group of Russian and Ukrainian refugees who established a Pentecostal church in the Richmond district. We called it the Gary Street Church because it was located on Gary Boulevard. Well, Boris and his family lived across the street on 4th Avenue in a three-story house. And that's where my adventures with Boris began. He was, at that time, 13. I was 8, 9. And you see, Boris, he had a special room in the attic where he had a small black and white television where some of us football fans would gather on Sundays to watch our local team, the San Francisco 49ers, entertain us with a game of football. Oh, yeah. I guess I should be forthright and mention that we snuck out of church to go watch those sinful games. Oh, those days of youth. Well, you know, we soon learned to balance physical life and its earthly pleasures with spiritual life and its heavenly rewards. I should make a correction here. We both went to George Washington High School in San Francisco, and that's where Boris graduated 4 years before I did. And, we both went to school in San Francisco. He went to grade school, and I went to another. So San Francisco was the place we both were raised and we grew up. And he graduated there with my brother Stanley. And then there was a Ted DeBaker also that graduated. There was a whole group of us that were graduating from San Francisco at George Washington High School that he owned the Golden Gate Bridge. Well, you know, we went to Bethany Bible College. I went to Bethany Bible College with them. We went there to learn all about the Bible and how to save souls from eternal damnation, or so we thought. Well, you know, somehow Boris tamed my spiritual aspirations with the touch of reality. One day while walking on campus, I told Boris about my attempts to heal myself. My eyesight was becoming more nearsighted, and I was praying for healing. Boris set me straight by telling me, go get glasses. And that's not all that happened at the crucial crossroads at Bethany Bible College, where we both were about to choose a new path, or a path for the rest of our lives. Boris got introduced to New Age concepts floating around California here in Santa Cruz, like UFOs and yoga. And he shared those views with me. Well, that somehow took both of us from the straight and narrow and into a broad, expanding worldview where anything was possible. We were actually sailing over the Star Trek show in the 1960s, calling the final frontier. Outer space and inner space were becoming the buzzwords. We Hey, look, there was a camping trip that I went on with Boris and his brother Oli into the Santa Claus Wilderness in the Central Sierras. And I saw something about Boris that simply amazed me. We had run into a torrential rainstorm as we were heading back to our tents and campground. When I got into the tent, I was shivering cold and wet with Oli. And Boris came an hour later, after the storm abated, and he was perfectly dry. How did he remain dry? Well, as he told the story, he sat under a tree and sang in deep, sonorous tones to keep his energy body warm. Something that Yuri knows how to do with his deep voice. Boris was good at that. That must have been a technique he had learned from this Yuri. Well, they got me interested in what else Boris had discovered about his new inner world that he was exploring. He introduced me to this man, Elder Gordon, who now lived in the foothills of Placer Hill County. And this was my first introduction to a course that I, from that day forward, would know as a new reality, a truism of our actual nature as human beings. We are not the physical body. We are spiritual beings living in human bodies. Well, that, of course, led to explorations into out-of-body experiences. But I digress. I should mention that on our journey after Bible college, we both went to Vietnam to fight for our country. And oh, yeah, we discovered what hell was all about. We had a saying in that war: I die, I'll go to heaven. I've spent my time in hell. Well, fortunately for both of us, we survived that war unscathed, with no post-traumatic experiences, except for the usual knee-jerk reactions to loud explosion. Okay, here I must pause for a romantic interlude. Horace got married to a beautiful young lady named Sarah Lee Marcy. And a couple of years later, I got married to a beautiful young lady named Elsa Cobo. You know the saying, first comes love, then comes marriage, and then comes a baby carriage. Well, yeah, by now, Boris was a lifelong friend. And our journey continued into Oregon, where we raised our families. And thanks to Sarah, she got me my first job in Oregon as a teacher. Thank you, Sarah. Boris and Sarah had three lovely children. Yuri, Eric, Elsa, and I had two lovely children, Paul Stephen and Susie. Boris pursued a musical career, and I pursued a teaching career. I will never forget this one special trip. Our families used to take all kinds of trips together, camping and all that. We took a special trip when the kids were yet still young to a World's Fair, Expo 86 in Vancouver, Canada. We had just entered a pavilion that was nicknamed Spirit Lodge, and a magic show inside that traditional place that was mesmerizing and uplifting. We were taken in a magic canoe on a trip where all you have to do was think of where you wanted to go, take one stroke with the paddle, and you were there. I often think of that fantastical missionary experience as soul travel, something that Boris is now doing in the spirit world. Sail away, Boris, onto your heavenly abode. Well, I could go on and on about our fishing trips together, stories about our adventures at Timothy Lake. Oh, I should pause here. Timothy Lake. Special. I'm not on there. But he's Timothyevich Rasselov. Timothy is his middle name. And Timothy was where we did a lot of camping trips for over 40 years. Amazing, huh? And we did it with our family and friends and backpacking in Eagle Cap Wilderness. Remember that one, Yuri? Yeah. With our kids with the policy that we did together in Eastern Oregon at our retreats at the beach. Oh, so many memories, of course, that live on in the mind and soul. But I should conclude with a fishing poem that I saw at our friend Boris Lapp's funeral. It's called Dawn Fishing. I finished life's chores assigned to me, so put me on a boat headed out to sea. Please send along my fishing pole, for I've been invited to a fishing bowl. Where every day is a day to fish, to fill your heart with every wish. Don't worry or feel sad for me, I'm fishing with the master of the sea. We will miss each other for a while, but you will come and bring your smile. That won't be long, you see, till we're together, you and me. To all of those that think of me, be happy as I go out to sea. If others wonder why I'm missing,